This is the operator. I'd like to inform parties that the call is now being recorded. Thank you.
Not Vita.
Hello.
Hello, Thomas. Yes.
Who's there?
Paulus from Malawi.
Hello, Paulus. That's Olivier speaking. I think we are both of us.
How are you, Olivier?
Good afternoon, everybody. We'll be starting in a couple of minutes' time.
Is this Chris?
Hello, is there anybody on the phone?
Hello?
Is there anyone in this room on the phone? Do we have Paulos on the phone? You have Lydia?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hello, Paulos. Lovely to hear you.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Doing okay here. How are you?
Well, it's day four, so we're all tired. Everyone's got a cold, but apart from that...
Well, it's midnight here.
Oh, well, have a glass of wine, and... we'll remember you're there. All right, we're going to start. We're missing Oscar, but hopefully he will arrive soon. Oh, Becky. Hear me. Welcome, everybody, to the CCNSO Council meeting here in Mexico City. We have a fairly long agenda to get through, but we will do our best to be quick. The first item on our agenda is for the sake of people watching on the internet, few people in the room do introductions. So would you...
Andre Philip from the TZ.
KeithDravich.us.
Scotty Flux, the Bronx.
Bang.au, Australia.
Lisa Poblete.cl.
Festival, NOMCOM member.
Yellowmoney.kr.
Town.cn.
That's how the Bay nominee, Toronto.
Dictatiza.ba, Burundi.
Thank you, everybody. So the first item on our agenda is a formal confirmation of approval of minutes and actions.
Chris?
Yes, Paulos, I'm sorry. Could you introduce yourself, please?
No, that's Olivier.
That's Olivier.
That's Olivier.
That's Olivier Guillard speaking.
Okay, so could Olivier... Paulos, can you hear me?
Yes, Paulos from Malawi, Africa region.
Thank you, Paulos. Olivier, are you there? Okay. Well, Olivier, if you're there, I'll introduce you. Olivier Guillard from .fr, France. We'll move on. Item 1, confirmation of approval of the minutes and action. February 2009. These have actually been approved on the list of formalities. Confirm them. Everybody comfortable with confirming the minutes? Excellent. Second item is the election of the chair of the CCNSO Council. We elect the chair and vice chair to term 12 months. For the circumstances, I will pass the chair to our vice chair, Patricia.
Okay, yes, I'll do this as vice chair. As you said, it's time to elect the chair of the council for the coming year. So I'll ask for proposals about this. Andres? Who's Christmas? That's really a surprise. So, we have the motion of re-electing Chris Spain for the coming year. Ask all those in favor, please. Abstention?
Olivier, Paulos.
Olivier, Paulos, yes.
Yes. Plus one.
Yes, that was Lydia.
Paolo?
Hello, yes. Who are the candidates?
What are we doing at the moment?
Paolo, we are voting on the motion of re-electing Chris Spain as chair of the council. How do you vote?
I support the motion.
Yes, he supports the motion.
Thank you.
Good.
Well, unanimous. So Chris Spain is going to be our chair for the coming year.
Thank you very much. The third item on the agenda. Hi, Oscar, welcome. The third item on the agenda is the election of the CCNSO vice chair. Now, the current vice chair is Patricio. Patricio, would you like?
I've been honored to be the vice chair of this council for a long time. And when the date for this election approached, I also taken into consideration our discussions about how this council should work in the future. It seemed to me that one step in the direction of having a council that's sustainable in its work in the future is having bigger involvement from the vice chair in the work alongside the work that Chris does. I believe that the vice chair should be much more active than what I've been able to be, and also what I could be in the future given my other commitments, the other commitments that I have. So I think that personally I could not commit to time and the effort that will be required for the kind of vice chair that I envision that we should have. So that's why I will not stand for re-election as vice chair.
Thank you, Patricia. So, we need to elect a new vice chair, and I would also like to suggest to the council that we should choose. This would certainly assist with the workload and mean that we... Am I loud enough? Can you turn my volume up a bit, please? Thank you. This would assist with the work that we can do. So the first thing I would like to do is to nominate Young-un Lee as a vice chair of the council. Can I have a Patrick? Thank you very much. Can I ask that we, assuming that Young-un's okay with that, that we we actually, we're not going to ask it. We'll just do it anyway. Exactly. If we could perhaps take a formal vote on that. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Paolo and Olivier.
I support the motion.
Thank you, Paolo and Olivier.
Plus one.
Thank you. Anyone against? Anyone abstaining? Okay, so Young-un, you now have the job of being vice chair. Thank you very much for being prepared to do it. My proposal in respect to the second vice chair is that we ask Byron Holland, who's joining the council, from .ca, to be our second vice chair. This motion is a slightly different motion because he doesn't actually stand for the council after the end of this meeting. So the motion would be that Byron Holland is a vice chair of the council at the end of this meeting when he takes his seat. If he agrees, well, yes. Well, obviously I've asked. So may I ask that someone seconds that motion? Thank you very much. All those in favour? Paolo? Olivier?
Olivier, 5 plus 1. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is this?
We just dropped the call. Is this the operator?
Oh, right. Okay. Can you reconnect me, please? Hello?
Gabby, can we have a microphone for Gabby, please? Hello?
Chris, can you hear me?
The first candidate is Han Zhang Li from Singapore, and the second one is Aliona Badara Traore from Mali.
Is Aliona here? You stand up, please, if you are. No? He was earlier, yeah. Okay. So if everyone's okay with it, we'll roll it forward to the next one. Young one.
Next meeting.
Next council. Telephone meeting.
Right, teleconference.
Teleconference, yeah. Okay. Item number five. ASPLD has appointed an observer to the council, and we need to just acknowledge that. It's Eric Acumia. I hope I have pronounced that correctly. And Eric, I believe, is not here, but he will be attending as the observer, and we'll put him on our lists and all of the other things that we need to do in order to make sure that happens. Item number six is the approval of a membership application from .MS. Which is Montserrat. Hopefully we can have a meeting there one day. And that application has been gone through the normal processes, and Kim Davies from IANA has confirmed that it meets the normal requirements. And may I please ask the council to vote on that. All those in favour? Hello? Olivier?
This one.
Thank you. That is carried, and that means that we now officially have 90 members of the CCNSO, and quite frankly, I think that deserves a round of applause. Doesn't seem that long ago that we were trying to scrabble four together in Europe. Item number seven is the CCNSO Participation Working Group. Leslie, would you like?
Thank you, Chris. I'd like to first start by thanking Kieran for the remote participation. This meeting, I see there's quite a number of people participating remotely, including my son, by the way. The working group report was sent to the council on the 26th of February, and we presented to the CCNSO this morning. And as you'll see, there's a series of recommendations which hopefully enable the work to be embedded in our ongoing items and ongoing responsibilities. And on that basis, I'm happy to take any questions, but the working group consider our work is complete and recommend the closure of the working group.
Thank you, Leslie. Are there any comments or questions at this stage? Young? No? Okay.
I'd just like to commend Leslie on wonderful talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Young. So I think we have two clear action items that we need to do. The first is the council needs to adopt the participation working group report. As Leslie said, the recommendations fit basically once the report's adopted, fit basically into our standard workflow, and we can consider those on an ongoing basis and make decisions about those. But the first thing we need to do is to adopt the participation working group report. Could I have a proposal for that motion? Perhaps Leslie. Okay, Leslie, seconder, please. Patricia, thank you. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Olivier?
Don't you see my hand raised?
Thank you, Olivier. Carlos, are you back with us? Okay. Anyone against? Any abstentions? Motion is passed. The second thing we need to do is to formally close the participation working group and to thank the members of the participation working group for the extraordinary amount of work that they did and the efforts that they put in. May I have a proposal for that motion? Second, Becky, thank you. All those in favour? Olivier?
Last one.
Thank you. Anyone against? Anyone abstaining? Carried. Thank you. Item number 8 is the IANA working group. Now, Olivier?
Yep.
We can hear you, but we can't hear you very well. Do you want me to read your report, or do you want to read it?
I don't know if it's necessary because it's a bit long. I sent a report at the beginning of the last week at the end of last week, I think.
Yes, you did.
I'm not sure if you have read it over the meeting or not. In essence, I would suggest that you publish it on the website. I recommend and suggest the closure of the working group, of the IANA working group. I didn't receive any comments or any objection. So,
okay.
It was sent to the council. Yes. I didn't receive any comments.
Okay. Thank you, Olivier. Is everybody happy if we simply... yes, sir.
On the council call, I did raise the concern that that might mean we lose our involvement with IANA, and I think there is still some ongoing work needed there. And I think I suggested at the time that perhaps we might be able to combine that with the technical working group. I wondered what happened to that suggestion.
Yes, you did, and I'm still working on that because technical working group is... needs to be regathered, shall we say. And so I think that perhaps the way to deal with this is to accept Olivier's recommendation and to note that we believe that at the next council call we should deal with how we continue our close relationship with IANA and ensure that Kim still comes and talks to us and all of that sort of stuff. Andre?
I would like to underline what Murali told us, because I think there's still some work we need to do with the automated IANA software,
yes.
Because it's still not fully running and such things. So I also would like to support her view of continuing work on that issue.
I think that's right, and I think that it may be that what we actually need to do is to read into the technical working group and revamp that and then give that the authority to be dealing with IANA.
I agree, so maybe a supplementary recommendation is that we have a review of the technical working group scope and charter.
Yeah. Okay.
Chris?
Yes, Olivier?
If I may, the line is for me, so I can't really hear what the comments are. I would appreciate from those colleagues that have commented to just post a mail for me to understand the comments, because I can't hear anything.
Olivier, do you have a computer in front of you?
Yep.
Okay, if you go to the... what's the web address?
I'll email you the web address.
If you go to the web address that Leslie's about to send you, you can actually see live us and the words that the scribes are typing on the screen. You will be able to read what was said, but in summary, can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes, okay. In summary, the suggestion is that as we still have some work to do with IANA, that we accept your recommendation, but that we agree to review the scope of the technical working group, and to ensure that that working group is empowered to deal with the issues that we need to deal with IANA.
Okay, within... Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Good. So the first resolution then would be that we accept the report, that we accept the IANA working group report. Olivier, would you care to propose that motion?
Yes.
Good. May I have a seconder, please? Leslie, thank you. All those in favour? Olivia, I assume you're in favour since you proposed the motion.
Yep.
Anyone against? No abstentions. Okay, so that resolution is passed. The second resolution would be that we close the IANA working group in accordance with the recommendations of Olivier's report, the working group's report. Olivier, would you care to propose that motion as well?
I do.
Thank you. May I have a seconder, please? Dottie, thank you. All those in favour? Anyone against? No abstentions. So that is passed too. The third resolution is that the council review the scope of the technical working group to ensure that it is mandated and capable of undertaking continuing work with IANA on outstanding issues. Can somebody propose that, please? Andre, seconded by Leslie. All those in favour? Olivier, are you in favour? Olivier? Okay. All those against? Any abstentions? Lovely. Done. And I would like to ask for a fourth resolution, which is that the council formally thanks Olivier for the extraordinary amount of work that he has done over the years in respect to this, to our liaison with IANA, and we formally resolve that. That's proposed by Becky, seconded by Oscar. All those in favour? Olivier, you don't get to vote on this one. Passed unanimously. Okay, the ninth agenda item is the approval of the SOP charter, the Strategic and Operations Planning Working Group or Committee Charter. Any discussion on this resolution? Hero.
I have a proposal of a small amendment.
Okay, can you just give us a second so that we can get that up in front of you? Hero, you need to be much closer to the mic. Okay, which clause is it, Hero?
The Section 4 duration.
Section 4 duration, okay. Yes?
The first sentence goes, the term of the working group is 1 year.
Yes.
But I think it should be the term of the working group member is 1 year.
Yes, that is true. Right? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Carry on with this.
We discussed the duration of the working group in the proposals at our last meeting, I believe, and I think the intent was that the duration be 1 year of the working group, because much like the previous participation working group, the intent is to increase participation, and one might hope that that might be achieved within a reasonable time period.
Right, so if I understand you correctly, what you're saying is, whilst it's acknowledged that the working group may continue, which is why there are terms referred to.
I think that needs to be edited to refer to both the term of the working group and the term of working group members.
Right. But you'll need the microphone, right? Thank you.
I do. I hope it works, yeah.
Yeah.
When we look at the charter again, what you will see is a first review will be in 2010. The idea was that to have this working group at least for 18 months, because we right in the middle of one of the cycles and go for a full cycle, and at that time, so that is in June 2010, see how the working group is functioning.
Okay, I understand that, but what I don't understand is if the working group's first term is going to be from today, well, once it's formed, till June 2010, which is, I understand that completely,
yeah.
Why there is a reference to a member of the working group may be reappointed for a maximum of two or more subsequent periods.
It is, say, if you look at it now, it is inconsistent.
Yeah.
And so it's either you do it for 1 year and you strike the sentence on the membership, or
But it's very simple.
I think Vera's right. If we just add member after the first working group, then that addresses the working group membership. I've just remembered that we had a discussion about when this was going to start, and we brought that forward so we could get involved at the operating plan stage.
All right.
I think if we make that amendment, then that resolves that issue.
So you're saying the first sentence should read, the term of the WG, the term of AWG member is 1 year. Okay, fine. Which is what Hero proposed originally. Okay, fine. So subject to, are there any other comments on the charter? Just what you're fine. Don't worry about it. Okay, don't worry, it's fine. So, subject to that amendment, subject to that reading, the term of a working group member is 1 year, then may I have a proposer that we approve the FOP charter? Leslie, thank you. Hero seconded. Thank you very much. Yes, Youngham, sorry, do you have a comment?
Sorry for the late comment.
That's all right.
But is there a possibility for the working group members to be increased, the number of the members to be increased?
What's the number? Where are we? Seven? Is there a particular reason why you think it should be increased?
There's currently seven members, but there was no limit to the number of volunteers. It's just I think we had seven volunteers.
Oh, okay, fine. So we have the adoption of the charter is proposed by Leslie and seconded by Hero. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Olivier? Okay, have we lost both Olivia and Paulos now? Olivia, are you there? Okay, can we see if we can figure out what's going on with the telephone lines, please? Thank you. Anyone again? The resolution? Okay, that's passed. Thank you. Item number 10 is IDN. The first item is 10.1 is a result of the discussions that the council, some of the discussions that the council had at its workshop on Sunday. And one of the things that we thought would be very useful was if we set up an email list for members and councillors, obviously, specifically devoted to IDN issues, so that
Hello, Olivier.
Hey, Paolo. I think we've been disconnected from the the meeting.
That's correct. I've been disconnected for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Have you sent a mail to Gabby?
No, actually, I'm offline because of the time.
Okay.
Hello?
I sent. Gabby just sent me a mail to tell. Okay. Hang on. I said that I'm with you.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, wait. I'm just typing a mail for Gabby.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent a mail to Gabby to say Paolo and I are talking together. That's fun, but that was not the plan.
Sure.
Any news from Malawi? How are you?
Things here are quiet, nothing extraordinary.
Okay.
Unlike other parts of Africa.
Pardon?
Unlike other parts of Africa, it's quiet in Malawi.
Yeah, that's better.
How is it in France?
That's okay, no problem.
Okay, I hear you have a lot of snow this time.
Yeah. Over winter we had a lot of... It was cool this year. It was really cool.
Okay.
But. I don't know if they are going to manage to connect us.
Actually, I gave up about 10 minutes ago. I thought that we were not going to be connected back.
Yeah. Outcomes of the Council workshop that we held on Sunday. As a result of that workshop, we have a planning agenda. That is going to be sent, I don't think it's actually been sent out to the Council yet, but that will be sent out to Council for a check through. And then the intention is that we will publish that on the website. The second is that we agreed that we would set up what we're calling a program working group.
Yep.
And that word, spelled correctly, and that working group role is for the management of CCNSO members' meeting agendas. That's an outline of its role. The charter will go into more detail. So in respect to that, what we need to do, after we've had a discussion, if we need to, is to resolve, set up that working group and instruct Bart to make a call to volunteers to the working group. So I suppose what we need to do is to decide. In the past, what we've normally done is we've kind of seen how many volunteers we've got before we actually decided how many members the working group was going to have. What do we think about that? anyone okay with that? Do we just make a call for volunteers, or do we? Because it's the charter that actually puts the structure in place. Is anyone okay with that? Okay, so what we resolve is to set up a program working group for the management of CCNSO members' meeting agendas, and to put out a call for participants in that working group. Can I have a proposal for that? Andre, thank you. Thank you very much. All those in favour? Is there anyone on the phone?
Yes, I'm in favour.
Thank you, Olivier. Welcome back. Carlos, you're still not with us.
Yep.
I'm in favour.
Thank you, Carlos. Excellent. Anyone against? Any abstentions? Okay, passed. And the third item under the agenda, under the outcomes of the workshop, is a proposal that we should set up a delegation and redelegation working group. This came as from a discussion we had in the council workshop, where we said that we felt that the time had come for us to start addressing this issue, that we couldn't go on ignoring it forever, but we'd quite like to, and that whilst we didn't feel at this stage that it was sensible for us to consider launching a policy development process, because we have rather a lot of other things to be doing in respect to IDNs, that we could perhaps form a working group to start talking about the delegation and redelegation issues, and to do some work to produce maybe some documents and issues papers and so on that topic. Now, again, the way that this working group needs to be structured will be dealt with by the charter. So I think at this stage, all we really need to do is to resolve that we're going to do it and ask that the charter be prepared by the secretariat liaison with the council, and then put out a call for volunteers, because I think this one needs to be very carefully crafted. Does that make sense? Okay, so the motion would be that we set up a delegation and redelegation working group and instruct Bart and Gabby to liaise with the council in drafting a charter for approval at one of our teleconferences in the not too distant future. Can I have a proposal for that motion? Patrick, thank you. Keith? Sorry, yes.
I just query that we shouldn't be approving the charter. That should be coming from the working group itself, but what we could probably do is approve an outline that the group then consider.
Okay, we do have to formally approve the charter, but I understand what you're saying. Yeah, okay, so we asked Bart to draft an outline charter, which does things like the structure of the working group, how many people and so on, and then they then make their own charter. Okay, so if there's no problem with that, I have Patrick and the same teacher. So that was the proposal. Okay, all those in favour? Olivier?
Just a question. Do you know already who are the members of the working group?
No, Olivier. We will make a call for members when the council has approved the outline of the charter. Okay. And are you in favour of the motion?
Yep.
Thank you. Paulus?
In favour.
Thank you, Paulus. Anyone again? Harry? Okay, we're getting to the end. The next item is just a discussion on the ACSO session, the Joint Advisory Committee Supporting Organisation session. I put this on the agenda to ask the council whether they thought it was appropriate to pass a resolution supporting those sessions and suggesting that they should continue, not necessarily in exactly the same format, but that we think that
Hello.
say.
Hello?
Board members and persons.
No, just
if, yeah, I can't hear.
That maybe we should suggest that board members will be present in these discussions in order for them to allow them to be aware of what's the general sentiment. And I agree with you.
Nothing, as far as I'm aware, nothing conflicting was scheduled. And in fact, a number of board members were present. Peter was there for a while, Dana, and others.
I wasn't particularly responding to that point. I was just responding as one of the participants and a leader of participation. That a number of the audience spoke afterwards that they found it very much more a better format than previous ones that we had used. I would be interested in seeing a summary of the feedback comments. And I think we should be able to build on that session based on that feedback to see what we can take forward. But certainly I would see it as encouraging cross-constituency participation, which is key.
Okay. I'm not going to propose a resolution now because I think it needs to be drafted carefully so that we say the right things in the right order. But we can perhaps do that at our next teleconference and pass that then and then send that up to the board. Excellent. Okay. That brings me to item 13, which is thank you. Now, I have a list here of a number of thank yous, and what I propose to do is that we go through them all, we go through them one by one. The first vote of thanks would be to the Mexico meeting organisers, who have worked extremely hard to make this a fantastic meeting, and I think they deserve our thanks. So the way we normally do thank yous is by acclamation. The second one, actually, though Leslie has already said it, I think we should have a formal motion to thank Kieran for the Adobe, whatever it's called, software that has meant that this room has been able to be watched, listened to, read, slided, and just about everything else on the net. And I think we should thank him for that, and also our resolution to say that we highly recommend that this be carried through, if at all possible, to every meeting in every room in the ICANN meeting. I think that actually is a formal, that probably needs to be a proper resolution. Over. Seconder. Youngins, thank you. All those in favour. I don't know if either you, Olivier, or you, Carlos, have used the system, but you haven't.
I came back.
And he said what? Okay. We'll take it that you're in favour. Thank you. Anyone against? Carried. And Carlos is... Carlos? Can I ask that the Secretariat... forward that resolution, please, to Kieran. The next thank you is to Eric Iriarte. Eric, are you in the room? Typical. Well, it's basically a thank you to Eric and LAC TLD for organising our CCNFO members' dinner. I think we should claim that. We have some thank yous to departing people. Although they might not still be around, but the first is Don Hollander, who was, as you know, was until very recently the APTLD manager and has been a very prominent force at ICANN meetings, complete with hat. And again, I think we should resolve to thank Don for all of the hard work that he put in, not just in respect to APTLD, but also in respect to CCNFO activities in ICANN, and suppose that we pass that by acclamation. We have three departing councillors. I think we can do this in one go. Victor, Cesar. One day I'll learn how to pronounce your name properly, Victor. Has served on the council for the African region and is leaving us at the end of this meeting. He
Keith Drazek, .us, the American region, has served on the council. Keith brought us a very interesting perspective of working for a GTLD registry that also happens to run .us. And Olivier is also leading the council. Olivier, who's brought his own unique perspective to many matters that have been dealt with by the PCNSO Council. They all deserve our thanks for being willing to serve. I would propose that we pass a resolution of thanks by acclamation. You are thanked, Olivier.
Thank you.
Danny Getchko has been one of our PCNSO board appointees for just over 3 years. He could have stood for a further term, but he decided not to. And whilst we're sad to see him leave the board, we're delighted to be able to welcome him back into the PCNSO community. And I think we should resolve to thank him for all his hard work and effort in what is an extremely onerous task of being an ICANN board member. Abby, have I forgotten to thank anybody? Cool. We should thank, well, we always thank Gabby. But we'd do that at the end. We have some welcomes as well, but actually I will, before I do the welcomes, I will do the thank yous. So we'd like to, we should resolve to thank both Gabby and Bart for all the effort they put in to make these meetings run properly and all the international work that they do. Thank you very much, guys. And yes, we should thank our scribes, who, although they have been somewhat in and out today, do an extraordinary, extraordinary job and deserve our appreciation. Which brings me finally to two things. One is some welcomes. We welcome on to our council at the end of this meeting Byron Holland, Yohani, I knew I was going to struggle with this one, Yohani Yuselius, and thank you, and Vicar, another one that I struggle with. And yes, it's very similar to my name actually, which is probably why I struggle with it. You're all very welcome. You'll be on the list, etc., and of course you'll be involved in all of the council deliberations from the end of this meeting. So welcome, and thank you for being prepared to join the PCNSO council. Do we have any other business? I just have one other piece of information which you may find interesting. Now I have to find. Yes? I asked Sir Kim to do some numbers, to run some numbers. And although this is an estimate, the current membership of the CCNSO is responsible for about 84% of total CCTLD registrations around the world. So we think that the numbers are approximately 64.7 million registrations in CCTLD and 54.2 million by members of the CCNSO. So I think that's a fairly interesting statistic and shows that from the point of view of representation, we are fairly well up there, even though we don't yet have 50% of CCTLD as members. Unless there's anything else, I will formally close this council meeting and I will join everybody at the gala tonight for a glass of wine. Thank you all very much for coming. Yeah. 83.9, actually. Yes, that's right.
This would be the easiest.